Hello.
All right, is this any better? Let's see. Maybe it's a bad connection.
Does.
Nope.
Sounds better.
Did it just cut out for you?
No, still cutting out?
Yeah.
No.
Huh, okay. Well, fuck it. We're not about quality anyway, so.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
Welcome to the New World Order.
Yeah. Good times. Nothing but positive things.
Yeah. Well, when you have an entire gender marching against you, you know.
Yeah.
He won't get the hint, but you know, it's an amazing time in American history.
Yeah, but what's it really gonna do?
I don't know. I mean, nothing really. 'Cause he doesn't care.
Exactly. And they're too damn polite. You know, if they had stormed the state house and started burning people's offices up.
Yeah, but then they would just would have said, look at these
you know,
crybabies.
Well, the crybabies are, I don't know, in control. I think it's time for the purge. Plain
yeah.
and simple. That's
yeah.
all.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen either.
It's going to be a very... No?
No.
I don't think Democrats are finally going to start taking up guns.
Maybe.
You know, they're readily available now, and you can get them. Yeah.
I did not watch any TV on Friday.
Neither did I.
I tried to stay away from the internet. I tried to stay away from Facebook. I couldn't watch any of that shit.
Nope. I saw a tiny little clip of him getting sworn in on the news and quickly change the channel. I think it's hilarious that they're now lying about how many people were at the inauguration.
Well,
it just shows us what we're in store for.
What's her name call it? Alternative facts?
Alternative news. Yes, alternative facts.
Oh, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Idiots. Idiots. But the thing is that, you know, while they're making that the news story, they're doing all this shitty stuff behind the scenes so that we don't pay attention.
Yeah. We've already backed out of the Pan Pacific trade agreement.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And apparently within minutes of him saying the oath, whitehouse.gov changed the website and all the positive stuff that Obama had done is now gone. All the gay rights stuff, all the climate change stuff, all the women's rights stuff, all of it's just gone. And it's,
well, that's also because it was all earmarked as Obama stuff, so that's why it was taken down. But the fact that it wasn't replaced,
yeah,
is the sad part.
Yeah.
Because you expect them to take down the Obama stuff, but you know, there's a couple of great links to Melania's jewelry business, so I think that's great.
Is that actually on,
you know,
whitehouse.gov?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, fuck me.
And her biography lists her upcoming media appearances.
Do they have links to her porn?
I don't know. Again, I'm not supporting it in any way possible. Not gonna do it. I am waiting
Go ahead.
I am waiting for the reports to come back that actually somebody in his inner circle is a Russian double agent. Yeah.
I don't see any links.
Is there like a biography page of her or something?
Yes, there is a biography page in which it says that she's also a successful entrepreneur. In April 2010, she launched her own jewelry collection, but it's not like there's a link to it.
Oh, okay, I had heard there was a link to it. I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it would be really shitty if there was, but, you know, at least we're not reporting fake news.
Which we should, because we're not a news outlet.
No, that's true.
yeah.
Yeah, what a fucked up world we're living in.
Only gonna get worse.
I do believe that the best part of what I heard, I didn't watch it, so I only saw one clip, was where he basically says word for word what Bane says to the city of Gotham in Dark Knight Rises.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the fact that he stole Obama's inauguration cake and all this other bullshit, it's like, how stupid are your people?
Oh, pretty stupid.
Apparently.
Pretty fucking stupid, man.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They
Here
just,
we go.
They
Put
just
in your
don't
seatbelts.
Care. They just don't care what people think or what people fucking, you know, it's just all about me, and we're going to get in trouble.
Yep.
What a weird, fucked up
That's
world
it.
We live in.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait until the bombs start to drop.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. I really thought there would have been some kind of attack on Inauguration Day. You know, I just had images of him getting the inauguration and then Russian helicopters flying overhead.
Yeah. I'd like to introduce you to the real new leader.
Yeah.
Comrades. Could you imagine?
It'd be like that old miniseries.
Which one?
America, with a K.
I don't think I ever saw that.
It was years ago. It was an 80s thing, I think.
Was it about the Russians taking over?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, could be happening.
Yep. It was 87.
Oh. Who was in it?
Starred Robert Urich, Kris Kristofferson, Mariel Hemingway, Laura Flynn Boyle. It was about life in the United States after a bloodless takeover engineered by the Soviet Union.
Nice.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well.
Could happen. Oh, wait, it did.
Yeah. So, on a happier note.
Yes?
I got my 3D printer. And it is
awesome.
And?
What have you printed?
I've only printed a couple of things. I printed some upgrades to the printer itself. I've printed some replacement parts that they say before it happens, before like this breaks on you, just print a bunch of this shit so that you have spare parts. I printed they call it a filament cleaner. It goes on the end of the filament.
Yep.
To kind of clean it off before it goes into the extruder, and it's hinged and it printed in one piece, and then you just kind of like snap the center a little bit and the hinge works. It's fucking amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so fucking cool.
Nice.
So I'm learning how to do better prints.
Yeah.
Because I'm still a newbie and getting it to the bottom layer to be like completely smooth is a little bit of like a learning curve. So I'm wrestling with that at the moment, but it is very cool. I printed out a bunch of little Batman symbols. Because they're really thin and they print really fast so that I can like try out settings and then see how they look.
Yeah.
So I've got a bunch of those. I've got some what's it called? Calibration cubes to make sure that it's printing the right sizes.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's a very cool hobby. If anybody has $200,
nice.
You should get the Monoprice Mini, which is what I got, and it's fucking awesome.
Really? For $200?
$200. Yep. You can make all your the lightsabers you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
You'd be going into business.
I thought like if I can get this down, I will put like prop kits and stuff online. Print out a bunch of different lightsabers and sell them on like Etsy or something.
There you go. Nice.
It's very cool though. I got the list of stuff that I'm gonna make for you.
Oh, good.
I got the list of stuff that I want to make for me. It's gonna eat up a lot of my time, I foresee.
Nice.
It's slow though. Anybody who wants to get into 3D printing, it is a slow process. It the 20 by 20 millimeter cube that I did took over an hour.
Yeah.
It's not a fast thing. Don't like the little tiny Batman things that I did were literally I think 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they're not that big and they're not that complex. So I can only imagine like when I get to like, I want to make Han Solo's blaster. Like it's going to take like days. And I'm a little leery about like leaving it print while I'm at work.
Why's that?
Well, cause if it fucks up for some reason,
yeah,
and I'm not here. Like it's got the potential to start a fire. So I don't.
Okay.
I don't necessarily like. There are people on the internet who I've talked to that have set up their printer on a switch, not a switch, but like an outlet that you can control from your phone, and then they'll hook up web cameras. And they'll watch it from work, okay. And if they see something go wrong, they'll kill the power to the outlet. So,
okay.
If I get really industrious, that's what I might do.
Okay.
But I don't know yet.
I thought maybe there's like a potential for it to like, you know, start building its own clones and stuff and taking over. You come home, the locks have been changed. Your 3D printer's got an army of little 3D printers in there.
They're printing robots.
That
would be cool, though, if it would do that.
Until you come home and you find little robots there to attack you.
No, I'm like their father. They won't hurt me.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So in other geek news.
Yes.
The little movie that could, Star Wars Rogue One passed $1 billion internationally.
I know.
Which
Isn't that amazing?
Which is something they didn't think it was going to do.
Yep.
So I'm sure the uppers at Disney must be pretty happy. That little $4 billion investment must have.
Yeah.
It's paying
off, right?
Spades.
It's almost paid off.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fucking amazing. I just think it sets the way for, like, their next thing is going to be episode 8, which you know is going to do giant numbers, but like all the standalone stuff has now has the potential of like just dominating everything. And if they're smart, they'll leave it in fucking December.
Yes.
I mean, I know that they had been talking about moving it back to May because that's when the original three were put out or whatever, but I think they just need to leave it.
Well, or they do it in May and then they do it again in November and do a second release before it comes out on DVD.
Eh, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow.
I mean, I want Star Wars movies like every month, but I know that's not going to happen.
You'll get bored of them.
Well, and that's what I'm afraid of. But I think like one a year in December. I mean, it's apparently a great time of year for them since Rogue One is like the third highest grossing movie of 2016 and it was literally out for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Just fathoming that is crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever. So what else is going on with you? Anything good?
No, not a hell of a lot. I just built myself a standing desk.
You did?
Yeah. I'm gonna drag it into the office tomorrow.
What'd you build it out of?
I built it out of galvanized pipe.
Oh. Okay.
And an old door. Yeah. It was pretty easy once I figured out what I wanted to do and the height. And the height was the one thing trying to get it right.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good. So we'll see. I can always change, you know, add some shims in there to get the door higher as my desktop. But I think it's going to work.
Sweet.
Yeah, it looks cool.
You want to be one of those guys that stand at work all day?
Well, no, because I'm going to build a lower one, too. So I can go back and forth.
Well, why don't you just get one of those things that they're selling on TV now?
What things?
They actually sit on your desk?
Oh, yeah, those are lame looking. I may as well stack up phone books. I want something cool. This is cool.
Oh, sorry. Jeez. Fine, be that way.
But yeah, no, that's about it. It's been pretty quiet.
That's it? Come on, man. We're supposed to be living vicariously through you.
It's kind of... Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's kind of quiet. I tried to clean my pool enclosure yesterday and got bored very quick. So I'm going to find somebody to do it for me.
Oh, geez. First world problems, man.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know, I thought, you know, you get the spray stuff that hooks onto your hose and you just spray it and then it's clean.
Yeah.
Well, no, apparently not.
Okay.
Apparently you have to scrub it, and you know I don't have time for that shit. I just want immediate action.
Oh, typical American.
I know. Well, hey, unlike our president, then I'll end up paying the person who does it.
Yeah, well,
there's actually a kid down the street who'll do it for $8 an hour.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Joe Rohde, and I'm here to tell you.
So even if it takes him 8 hours, it's $40.
Yeah, and it's not that big of a pool enclosure.
But now I see why people. No, but now I see why people go with the black aluminum as opposed to the white.
Oh yeah.
Because you can't see all the mildew on the black.
Well, yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, I thought about like hiring some kids to do the leaves in the backyard. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid they'd look at the backyard and be like, yeah, $100. Because it's a big backyard.
Well, that's $100 in time you don't have to deal with, so.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what's it worth to you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was going to go out finish this weekend, but it's been rainy.
Oh.
Yesterday we had a threat of tornadoes.
Nice.
Yeah. So
what do we have for tonight?
So I go downstairs and I tell the wife and the kid, I'm like, okay, just to be on the safe side, let's put some stuff in the downstairs bathroom because that's the innermost part of the house.
Yeah.
Like get a pair of shoes, do all this stuff. You know, let's just make sure that if something happens, we're prepared. So the kid,
right,
the entire night's running around the house going, do we need to get into the safety shelter? I was like, all right, first of all, it's not a safety shelter. It's a bathroom. Second of all, we're only doing this just to be on the safe side, even though I don't think we're going to need to go. And she just kept calling it a safety shelter. And I was like, ugh, okay.
That's funny. See, I would have played up the whole thing. I would have made her sleep in there.
No.
I would have made her and her mother sleep in there while you stood guard outside in your own bed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was a little freaked out, I think, over it. They had I got a text on Friday that her school,
yeah,
had been put into lockdown.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, fuck, what the hell does that mean? Because they don't tell you why. They just send you a text saying, just so you know, more details to follow. And then no fucking details ever show,
yeah,
up. So I get on the internet and start looking around. And the Facebook group for the school is like, usually when this happens, it's a domestic dispute of a parent who... tries to take a kid out of school that they don't have permission to do and all this shit. And so like people are saying there's cops at the school and I'm like, oh, fuck me. So I was just getting ready to ask my boss if I could leave to find out what the fuck's going on when I get a text saying that somebody saw a suspicious person outside and they locked the school down for it.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was kind of
fucked. That's cray.
Cray?
That's cray. That's cray. Dude, that's cray.
Why are you speaking like a teenager?
I don't know. That's cray, dude.
That's cray, man.
Oh, last night I saw a bear.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking like an animal or are you talking about like a fat, hairy, gay dude?
This time it was the animal.
Okay.
Yes. I drove out the back way of my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there was a bear on the side of the road.
I didn't realize that there were bears in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Black bears? Yeah, that's kind of a new problem.
Oh.
Of them getting into, like, neighborhoods.
Well, it's because they keep building all those goddamn condos and hotels.
And pushing them out.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. They've got two huge timeshare lots being built.
Ah, Jesus.
So, yeah, we've been getting, you know, random warnings on the neighborhood webpage that they're to keep an eye out for bears and to keep an eye out for coyotes. And I haven't seen any coyotes yet.
So, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife webpage, black bears are the only species of bears found in Florida. They estimate that there's over 4,000 black bears in the state.
Wow.
Adult male black bears usually weigh between 250 and 350 pounds, but the largest Florida black bear weighed in at 760 pounds. Was this a big bear?
No, this was probably a couple hundred pounds.
Okay. Adult male black bears usually live within 60 square mile area, whereas females usually live within a 15 square mile area. The breeding season runs from June to August, so maybe you get to see in June, you get to see some bears doing it.
Nice.
Oh, and cubs are just being born now.
Oh, that could explain it. Could have been a mama bear out looking for food.
80% of black bears' diet comes from plants, 15% from insects, and the other 5% from meat. And they prefer possums, armadillos, and shit dead on the side of the road.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Gotta watch out for them bears.
There you have it.
The bears.
You do. You do. Yeah, the big thing down here is bear-proof trash cans. Hasn't really been an issue in my neighborhood, but it's something that's kind of ongoing. You have to keep watching.
Yeah, well, yet. I mean, now that you've seen them in the neighborhood.
Right, right.
It's going to be one of those things that you wake up, you're all groggy, you're going to walk out and look out into your backyard, and there'll be a bear in your pool. And you'll have to deal with it.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Well, hey, better a bear than an alligator. That's all I got to say.
Well, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for them bears.
Planet of the Bears. Gary Circus's next hit.
There you go.
Nice. Do you have the little one's birthday yet? Or is that coming up still?
It's coming up.
Ah. Superhero theme this year?
Superhero theme. DC superhero theme. There has to be a distinction, apparently.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I guess because...
Distinction from her?
Well, yeah. She wants it to be Wonder Woman and like, the DC heroes and not so much the Marvel stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where she gets this shit, but whatever. But, you know, because my wife's hobby is decorating the house for whatever, the house is already like superhero-fied. And, you know, you can't go downstairs and take a leak in the bathroom without having like Wonder Woman and Poison Ivy staring at you.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, so costumes are optional, so if Uncle John wants to come to the birthday party, he's got to wear a DC outfit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have one.
Yeah, I know.
I could dust that off easily. Shine up my boots.
There you go. I was told that I had to be the Flash.
Who told you that?
My daughter.
The guest of honor?
Yep.
Oh. Okay.
She's being Batgirl. I was told I needed to be the Flash.
The Flash.
Yeah. So I'll just pull out my Flash shirt and walk around in that and jeans. I'm not putting a mask on. Not for her. Well, no, don't say it like that. Not for a kid's party.
You're not going to go all out and go rent a costume and show up at the door and pretend you're not her father and...
No.
Come on.
No.
Oh.
No, why would I...
That's no fun.
Why would I do that?
Because she's your daughter.
I know, and she... fucking gets whatever she wants out of me, so I have to make a stand somewhere.
Well, that's why you should. No. Oh, come on.
I'll think about it, okay?
Well, you know, at least she's not into like Sailor Moon or some of that weird Japan stuff where, you know, she wants you to be the boy who turns into a girl when he gets wet.
What? That's a Japan anime thing. Are you watching tentacle porn again?
No. I haven't watched that in years.
Okay. Just checking.
Should be Sailor. Oh, you could have had a My Little Pony party.
She did My Little Pony a couple of years ago. Every year is a different theme. Because apparently that's a thing now. You can't just have a birthday party. There has to be a fucking theme to it. So last year when it was whatever the hell it was, maybe last year was My Little Pony. I don't remember. Because she was turning six, I wanted to do a Big Hero 6 party. And I was told no. So this year when they said we're going to do superheroes, I was like, well, at least it's something I can get behind, I guess.
No, you should be Ranma Sayatomi, who has trained in the martial arts since early childhood. As a result of an accident during a training journey, he is cursed to become a girl when splashed with cold water.
The Japanese are some weird fuckers.
Yes, they are. Apparently, there's quite a bit of gender switching in anime.
Oh, really? I guess I have not seen that much anime. I've seen some. I've seen like Attack on Titan and stuff.
No, there is a website that is listing the 15 best gender bender anime. So there's at least 16.
Okay. Well, what are they?
The Uran Cuckoo Host Club. Ranma Himigoto, also known as Secret Princess. Eoharu X Kikanju.
Okay.
Maria Hollick. Kempfer, Yamada Kun to Seven Nin No Majo, Kashimashi, Atomi wa Boko ni Koi Shiteru, Tetsuan Birdie Decode, I Me Strawberry Eggs, Tenshi na Konamaki, Princess, Kokoro Connect. In Kokoro Connect, the lives of five members of the Cultural Research Club are suddenly thrown into disarray when they begin to experience a strange phenomenon. They begin swapping bodies with each other without warning and consent. Sounds like a hit.
Sounds like
a new Charlie Day movie.
Are these geared towards adults?
Yes.
Okay. Because I can just see them being
like... I believe all of them were geared towards...
What, anime?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Anime's not meant for kids. Silly rabbit.
I thought some of it was.
I don't know. Everything I've seen is very adult.
Okay. So, I mean, is there a difference between, like... So what do you call, if anime is adult oriented, what is it that they call it for the kids?
I don't know. Do they do it for the kids?
Well, they have to put something on TV for the kids.
Why? That's how you create a dumb society.
Yeah, well.
Case in point, DC.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Walking Dead has been told to tone it down?
Well, I heard that they looked at the backlash from the season premiere and decided that they were going to tone down the violence in anything that they were still shooting. And one of those was the death of the fat chick. She's standing next to Carl. Apparently, it was supposed to be a lot more graphic than it was. And they toned it way the fuck down. Yeah.
Okay.
They had to do Spencer's guts spilling out because that's in the comic books and they wanted to honor that. But they were also supposed to show the outcome of when Daryl beats the dude with the pipe.
Yeah.
And they didn't show that either.
Oh, and they didn't.
No, it's a shot where you just see him swinging it and you never see the aftermath. But apparently in the original script called to show that he left him the way that Negan left. What's his name? Glenn. So, whatever. I mean, I know it shocked a lot of people. I know it was disgusting to a lot of people, but I mean, it's a fucking zombie show where they show,
you see blood ripping, all the time.
Yeah. You see them ripping people open.
Right.
I think whatever they showed in the season finale, I think was kind of justified as to the buildup of the entire summer of who gets the baseball bat. You know, it just wasn't, it wasn't, I don't think it was over the top. I think they kind of earned that one.
I don't know. I think sometimes not seeing it, not showing it is something that makes it even worse.
Well, I guess.
Because you imagine it. And, you imagine what Glenn's eyeball looks like popping out of his head. As opposed to, seeing it and going, oh, that's what it looks like.
But I think it's kind of a cop-out if they don't show it at that point. Like, if he turns around and whacks him on the head, and then you get Glenn's point of view where all he's saying is, man, I hit you so hard that your eyeball popped out, and you never see the reverse angle of it popping out, which would have been a great camera
Glenn's
effect.
Glenn's point of view where it's all blurry because one eye's looking, all the way to the left.
Yeah, they comp together this shot where you can kind of see one thing and kind of see another.
Yeah,
and it's all hazy and shit. Like they could have, I don't know. I don't think that you get the impact of losing that kind of character. I think you got to show it and you got to earn it. I mean, the shot where they show Glenn's body and his head is gone and his hands are still twitching. that might have crossed the line a little bit. But I mean, shot for shot, if you look at the comic book compared to that episode, they went as far as when he's beating Glenn with the baseball bat and he picks up the baseball bat and there's something hanging off of it. That's in the comic book. So they were like,
that's gross.
Okay, we'll just put that in to kind of pay homage to the comic book. You know, shit like that.
Yeah, no thanks.
I mean, you're not a real horror movie guy anyway, right?
No, not at all. Well, it's not that I'm not a horror movie guy. I'm not a blood and guts guy.
Okay.
I think blood and guts is the easy way out. And torture is the easy way out.
Yeah.
I like psychological stuff.
Okay. So did you ever see Saw or Hostel or any of those
I've seen bits and pieces of Saw.
Okay.
And didn't really, the game aspect of it was interesting, but then the blood and guts was just not my cup of tea.
Okay. Because if you can get through the blood and guts of the first Saw movie, there's a twist at the end where
yes, where he's alive.
Yeah. So
he's been dead on the floor the entire film.
So, spoilers for a movie that's...
Oh, please. It came out how many years ago?
13 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
So the movie's constructed to where these two guys wake up in a bathroom, and there's a dead guy laying on the floor in the middle of the room, and they're chained on either side of this bathroom. And they spend the movie trying to figure out who's doing it to them. And the movie's constructed so you think you know who's doing it. And matter of fact, it was the first time I'd ever seen Michael Emerson, who played Benjamin Linus on Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And you're following him and you're like, oh, this is the dude that's setting this up. And they've kind of blown their load early on in the film. And, you know, this is stupid. Like, you start to lose interest in the film almost. And then at the end, you find out that he's being controlled too. And that
right
after all is said and done, the guy who's Jigsaw is pretending to be dead on the floor this whole time.
Right.
Like, the twist when you watch it for the first time is extremely well done, but it's surrounded by all this horror that most people can't stomach.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was extremely novel for its time. You know, by the time they got to the fourth and fifth one, it's like, you know,
yeah, exactly.
How much more can you do? But, you know, and it just gets, they try to one up each of the films, so they get more elaborate, more gross.
Right.
And, you know, it is what it is. Some people really like that shit. Eh.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, I don't, and that's just my opinion.
Okay.
You know? No harm, no foul.
So you never, growing up, you never watched like the Halloween movies or the Nightmare on Elm Street or anything like that?
Nope. Had no interest in them.
I saw Nightmare on Elm Street at an age when I shouldn't have. And spent that entire summer trying not to sleep. Because it scared the shit out of me.
Must have been horrible for an 18-year-old like you.
I wasn't 18. I was like eight.
Seven.
I was 8 or 9. Like, really?
How were you allowed to see it at that age?
Because it was one of those things where my oldest sister was like babysitting or something while my parents were out, and decided to watch it. And I was like, "How bad could this be?" And then I didn't sleep.
Surprise.
And it was like
and then you didn't sleep.
2 months of trying not to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Huh.
Because when I was a kid too, like, I would camp out in the backyard for the summer. As soon as school was out, I would set up a tent in the backyard, and like, that's where I slept. And I'd come inside to eat in the shower and stuff like that. But like, I was kind of like the alone time of like being outside and shit. So I was in a tent by myself, middle of the summer, thunder and lightning storms in the middle of the night, scaring the shit out of me, you know?
Yeah.
It's what every kid should go through in the summer. I don't know.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think that I don't know. The only movie that freaked me out as a kid was Willy Wonka.
The tunnel scene?
The tunnel scene, yes.
Yeah.
The video with the millipede on Slugworth's face. That just freaks me out still to this day.
Chopping the chicken's head off. Like, there's a whole bunch of shit in there that's like, was really bold.
Disturbing.
To put into a kid's film.
Right.
Ah, Gene.
Very disturbing.
Gene Wilder. Oh.
Gene Hackman.
I almost said Gene
Hackman.
He was
great in that.
Whatever. I knew what I meant.
Yes, but if you can't communicate that, it kind of doesn't work.
I don't have to.
I know what I meant, so that's all that matters.
I don't have to communicate. I'm an American.
Oh, all right. Go clean your gun.
I don't have any guns.
Oh. You got a stack of wooden crosses to burn for the weekend?
I have a crossbow.
I always, oh my God, I don't think I told you this.
Uh-oh.
Last week, leaving work, I left a little early because, you know, that's what I do.
yeah.
I'm driving. When I leave work, there's like a McDonald's right there before you get on to the road, the main road that I, you know, live off of.
Yeah.
And behind the McDonald's, there's a hotel.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There was a whole family. Okay. There was a whole family with a pickup truck full of wooden crosses. They were white. And they were hauling them out, standing them up on the side of the road.
Okay.
I have no idea why. I don't know if it was a religious thing or a racist thing or a Etsy thing. I tried to go around to see if I could get a picture of them, and I couldn't get a really good picture of them without being obvious.
I bet
But I was like, what the hell?
I bet you it was a church thing.
You think?
So in South Carolina, we have a lot of people who stand on overpasses or in big intersections with wooden crosses.
Really?
And they're giant wooden crosses that they usually have wheels on the bottom so that they can put them over their shoulder like Jesus walking down the street. And they will preach, I guess, to the cars that are stopped at the red light. And they will.
Wow.
Yeah. And usually, like, the one dude that's here in Goose Creek will drag it down the road from wherever he lives to the big intersection and stand it up and just yell at the cars that are stopped at the light waiting to go through. And on the other side, there's usually, like, there's a smaller church that will hold up signs about if you don't repent and you don't take Jesus Christ, you're going to hell and all, like, and there's usually kids involved. And I'm like, dude, come on. Don't make them do this shit.
There were younger kids with this, yes.
Yeah, I bet you it was a church thing.
But it was weird because they weren't, like, on a main road. They were on, like, this cut-through that wasn't, you know, not a lot of traffic.
Right.
It was just bizarre.
I bet you they've been told by somebody not to stand on the main road.
Oh, could be.
I bet you they've had a cop or something come up and say, look, you can do whatever this is on the access road, but you can't do it on the main street.
But you're restricting my religious freedom and my right to free speech. I can do anything I want.
Well, I'm sure they could argue the case, but maybe they don't. Maybe they're just happy to be out there preaching the word of God or whatever.
Wow.
I mean, I've often thought about, like, standing next to these people with a sign, like, you know, something stupid, like, I don't even know. Just a stupid sign that makes no sense, just so that I could stand out there and they could be like, what are you doing? Well, if you can stand out here with a sign,
yeah,
so can I. You know, like the website to an atheist, like an atheist website, or
yeah,
listen to Penn Jillette, or, you know, something that would just infuriate people.
We just stood out there with a big sign that says, I love cats.
Love is the answer, not religion. That would piss people
Ooh,
off.
Ooh, there you go. Ooh. That's horrible.
But if that's what I believe, you can't tell me that that's wrong.
True. That really is. Because look what some other idiots are believing right now.
I know. Look, if I want to believe that the universe is a fucking simulation that's being typed out by a monkey on a computer somewhere, then that's my prerogative.
That's right. We're really all strapped up in some spaceship with XLR cables going into our brains, powering some supercomputer.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fucked up?
Wow.
And there's no way to know. Because in the end, can't experience what you experience. You can't experience what I experience.
Yep.
There's no way to know if it's real.
That's just it. And I have no way of knowing what you're seeing at any time anyway.
That's right.
You know? Perception is just, it's a one-on-one thing.
Yep.
And you can't tell what somebody else really is seeing or hearing or, you know. It's like that stupid internet meme with the dress. Is it gold? Yes. Is it blue?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things for me ever is when you fly in a plane and you go over a populated area and you look down at all the houses and you realize that all those people have their own problems. They have jobs that they go to every day. They have families that they either like or don't like. Every single person, and you have no clue what any of them are feeling how any of them view the world. But everybody's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. There's one truth. We all die alone.
That's true.
What a happy episode of Dance Monkey Dance.
This is amazing. It's amazing. Well, you know.
I know I think about some morbid things, but whatever.
You do. Well, you know, on a happier note.
Yes.
Just think of the jacket that Kellyanne Conway wore to the inauguration. Did you see us?
Was it the thing that looked like it was out of, like, the Revolutionary War?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But what you can't tell unless you look at it much closer is that the brass buttons...
Yeah.
Are cat heads. It's like something out of Dolores Umbridge's closet.
Really?
For you Harry Potter fans. As there's silence because Chris isn't responding. Who?
No, I know who that is. I've watched Harry Potter.
Potter? Harry Potter?
Harry Potter? Oh my God. Yeah, look at that.
Isn't that a wild thing? I mean, that's wonderful. I think that's great. It shows that she's got like the mentality of a 6-year-old. I want kitties on my jacket.
Unwired.
And I saw millions and millions of people out there.
Unwired, they're comparing her to Paddington Bear.
Oh, nice.
And also,
I've seen some who wore it betters.
Yes, that's what this is.
Who wore it betters? You know, the New England Patriots. Mascot or Kellyanne Conway.
Yep. Yep. Wait a minute. What is this? Apparently it was Gucci.
What?
It was a Gucci.
Gucci Gucci Goo?
It's called the Gucci Resort 17?
Okay.
It was the first ever fashion show to be held. This coat is tailored from royal blue, off-white, and red wool with a matte finish. It's decorated with burnished gold feline heads and has a detachable belt to create an A-line. It was made in Italy. Dry clean only, please. You want to guess how much it cost?
$500,000.
No, not that much.
Oh.
$3,600.
Oh, that's it.
And it was designed to celebrate.
I'll take two.
It was designed to celebrate the city of London.
Oh, so it's perfect.
So why not? Why not wear it to the inauguration of the American president?
Oh God. Well, you know, at least she didn't bring her hammer and sickle with her.
One of the comments on Twitter is that she puts makeup on with a cement trowel.
She's a pretty hideous looking woman.
Yeah, she's not attractive.
Not at all.
No.
And she doesn't try.
No, and she's constantly out in front of the public, which really fucking scares me.
Yeah. It's the face of the new America.
And then later, further down in the Wired article, they're talking about one of Donald Trump's tweets showed a picture of him writing at his desk.
Yes.
And it's and it's like, is that a blank piece of paper?
Like
a closed
the hotel
Sharpie?
Lobby desk?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And like the next day, there was a picture of Kim Jong-un in some factory, like, you know, overseeing somebody doing some work at a workbench. And the caption was, who else stages photos just for the press?
Apparently Kanye West was not invited to perform at the inauguration.
Well, good.
Wouldn't Crazy want Crazy there, though? Like, that's his people.
Well, I'm surprised, like, Ted Nugent didn't perform.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You know, Chachi used to sing. Why wasn't Chachi up there?
But all the fucking, like, of all the people, Lee Greenwood? Really?
Well, he'll do anything for money to sing that fucking song.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know. And I worked with him. I worked with him in Branson.
Well, hi.
And he's a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll do anything. You pay him enough, he'll come sing that song while you're in the bathroom taking shit. I know, because I did.
That would make a great viral video. So today we've offered Lee Greenwood some money to perform his hit "Proud to Be an American" while I take a dump, and he said yes.
Yes.
Lee, take it away.
And he's backed up by Toby Keith.
I get backed up by Toby Keith all the time. Just makes me. That's
what
I
heard.
Clench.
Yeah, it's like eating a block of cheese. Oh, happy, happy, happy.
Hey, look at it this way. There's less than 4 years left.
Yeah. It's still scary.
But in three, we have to relive his fucking campaigning shit again.
Do we?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to campaign if he's going to go for re-election. All presidents can.
I suppose. Yeah, right?
I did see an interesting article, though, like all the riots and shit that happened this past weekend. Somebody made a good point. Not that it's going to do anything, but his point basically was, look, this dude just started a job and we hired him. Like, we don't work for him.
I did not hire him.
Right. The American people hired him, and he works for us, and this is a temporary position. And the fact is that if he doesn't do a good job, we can get rid of him in 4 years. It's going to be a sucky 4 years, but we can still do it.
Well, technically, we can get rid of him sooner, but...
Yeah, but you don't
want... It's going to take more than 3 million people with signs marching, you know?
And you don't want Pence.
It's great that y'all came. No, do not want Pence. Do not. I think we put Barron in charge. Could it be like in Great Britain? You know, the king dies, the prince takes over.
There you go.
I think it should be Barron. He'd play peekaboo with, you know, Angela Merkel.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live writer tweet?
No, I don't think so.
So somebody on Saturday Night Live, and they got bashed for it, basically said, gee, I really hope that Baron is the first case of a homeschooled shooter. And apparently he got fucking hammered for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of think the kids are off the market.
Kids
you
should
know?
Be off the limits, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's one thing if you're going to keep pushing it in front of the spotlight, then you know they deserve whatever happens. But he just happens to be there. I, you know, he's 10 years old.
Yeah, and honestly, I didn't even know he existed until election night.
Well, he just came from Central Casting.
And there is a
they had a number of headshots they were working with.
Nice. They had a picture of Trump fixing Barron's tie or something. And my first thought was, oh, he's helping his grandkid fix his tie. Because the dude's 70.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's got to be his grandson. And then they were like, no, that's his 10-year-old kid. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. That's Ivanka's little brother.
Yeah. Look, Baron, anybody can grow up to be president.
And I mean anybody.
Anybody.
Yes.
Oh, poor Baron.
Mm-hmm.
He's in for some shit.
To say the least.
I mean, I know that they send kids of presidents to like public schools and shit with like a security detail.
Yeah.
But could you imagine Donald Trump's kid fucking
no.
Going into that school?
No. Not at all.
That's fucked up. Oh, well. So, apparently Trump wrote a poem for his inauguration.
He did?
That is supposed to be one of the worst things ever.
Okay.
Oh, okay, he didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it and then said that he wrote it. I mean, there is a huge amount of disinformation out there now.
It's only going to get worse.
Like, uncomfortably so. And it's fucked up that, like,
mm-hmm.
We can't even get real news anymore.
Right.
It's all weird, like, clickbait shit now.
That's it. That's what we're in for.
Well, it's going to be a weird, fucked up 4 years.
Yep.
We'll be here to talk about
it. Think of everything we'll have to talk about.
I know. We'll be here to talk about it every step of the way.
That's right. Another 300 episodes. We did more episodes than Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags.
Yes, we did. But his was a
shows
video.
You the staying power. Well, we've done some video.
Yeah, but not as much as Sheldon.
No, not at all.
Oh, poor Sheldon.
And you always remember to push the button, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to get Will Wheaton on just to talk to him.
Pretty sure.
Or LeVar Burton or any of those people.
Dream on. Silly dreamer.
It's the only thing I can do now, okay? Whatever. We'll see if...
Well, I think
explodes.
On that note...
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, well...
Yes.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I'm going to go put on my kitty coat and walk around Washington.